Yeah, something, it depends on who writes the description of this.
God, I hate that. Who's online? Okay.
So Google Sync takes too long, exit or doesn't exit. So this is our cluster.
I've heard this one before. Yeah.
In our cluster jobs, we run a daily sync for every account. For certain accounts that are really large, like they have like a million plus keywords, that cluster job usually takes a very long time to sync. It'll actually finish for these accounts, but whatever messages that says it's done, for some reason doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the job still keeps running even though it's already completed. So I'm not exactly sure what's happening after it actually completes.
Mm-hmm.
The process still thinks it's alive. And the issue with that is because it's still technically alive, it prevents other, you know, if there's a certain number of threads, you know, whatever, it just ties things up. At this point in time, when we have, we actually have a Nagios alert that says if something's running for more than 24 hours, send out an email. And I actually get that email, so I'll go in and physically kill that process.
It happens. Nagios is some type of monitoring system?
Yeah, the monitoring system.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a monitoring system that basically sends out email alerts per some condition. Right?
Okay.
So in this particular, the condition is if a cluster job's running for more than 24 hours, send an alert out. And sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it's just a big process.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's not. And I'll get it, and I'll go in and I'll kill that cluster job.
Manually.
Yeah. So it's...
And if you didn't do that, it would just keep on...
It would just keep on going.
Keep on going.
Yeah. One time, those alerts somehow started going in my spam box, and I didn't know I was getting them. And I went in, and there was that one process that had been running for like 6 or 7 days.
Oh, shit.
The other problem is if the process is running for 6 or 7 days, it won't run the next day.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yes.
So, this, you know, if we're syncing once a day, it won't run the next day. So that's a problem.
Well, and then you did say something earlier, though, is that sometimes it could take more than 24 hours. It's legit to run that long, which itself is a problem as well.
Yeah, it depends on, I mean, if it's a big process, then yes.
But you can't do daily syncs if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, it would almost be like every other day.
Right.
And that's more of kind of a, I'm thinking.
Anyway, that's a different issue.
That's a different issue, right.
Okay, so this could be pretty easy too, right?
You
just write some type of thing, it's like if it's a long, well, although you don't want to kill a process that really should take that long.
Well, within the bug, I mean, I think Jeff Thoreau, Fetch, had pointed out why he thinks it's happening, so it's
sure.
like, so it's, it. And basically, it's at the once it's done, something's happening where it's not saying it's done. So we just have to figure that piece out in the code for the sync.
So complexity is pretty low priority.
It's been happening for a while now, at least like 6 months.
But who does it hurt? Except for you.
It doesn't technically hurt me. I mean, that shutting it down every few days is not, you know, it takes me 15, 20 seconds. So it's not, but I think overall, though, because potentially can impact the account if we don't catch it, or impacts resources.
Okay. Right.
But that being said, it's never really caused the problem for us.
Okay.
So you're going to find that a lot of these are pretty, the impact is, it's like low to medium, if that. And that's, I mean, that's the reason why it's still on this list. I mean, honestly, that's why we're still.
Okay. So, get that.
Okay.
SE pull 147 fill. I have no idea what that means.
So 147.